Welcome to Goodness Gracious, the podcast. We're Laura and Estella, and we're so excited to start this journey with you.
Hey, I'm Laura, wife, mom, and believer, just trying to walk in faith every day. As I step into my 40s, I'm in a season of building new friendships, exploring new passions, and deepening my faith. My past has shaped me, but it doesn't define me. I'm choosing to move forward with faith, hope, and love, embracing growth, new beginnings, and the incredible grace of God's love.
I'm Estella. I'm a wife, a mom, and a Christian. Laura and I became friends through church. And what we want to get at in this podcast is basically having real conversations with one another. So many times I think, you know, it's hard to have those real conversations and just, you know, normal day-to-day life. So we wanted to kind of bring some wisdom and some joy and bring those conversations to life. We called the podcast Goodness Gracious because I think a lot of times, you know, as moms or whatever situation we're in, we tend to be really hard on ourselves and something may be going really wrong and we just can't understand it and we just want to throw our hands up and say, goodness gracious. So what does grace mean to us? What does it mean to you, Laura?
Grace is something actually I've struggled for a very long time to define. I've known that grace is something that was given to us freely by the love that God had for us in the form of Jesus's sacrifice. We didn't have to do anything for that grace. It was something that was given to us. So when I think of grace, I think of unconditional love. And it was very hard for me to wrap my head around what true grace was for the longest time. I would struggle with maybe letting something that slighted me or offended me just kind of linger on and cloud or color my interaction with that person. So I struggled with a lot of times wanting to feel that I was walking the walk that I was talking, but I did struggle with not being judgmental. And
to who?
Well, for example, with my son. Mm-hmm. One of the struggles that we go through, it would be our morning routine. And I realized as I was trying to grow my patience and grace during this time, you know, from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., yeah. Getting out the door.
Yeah.
You know, all right, we're going to be late. You don't want to be late.
Mm-hmm. I know that routine.
Why aren't your shoes on yet? We're about to head out the door.
Right.
And I found myself waking up anticipating that it was going to be the same story today as it was the day before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and going into the morning, waking up on the wrong side of the bed and not wanting to, but like accepting the fact that I'm probably going to raise my voice this morning.
I know.
Yeah.
And you go in there thinking, I don't choose violence today. And you're like, I'm going to be calm, mm-hmm, and loving. Good morning, sweet child.
Sunshine.
Hey.
Hello.
And they're like, and they don't want to get up.
Yeah, right. 5 more minutes.
And everything that you prepared for just goes out the window.
Really? And you're like, my good intentions are gone. Yeah. And I'm like, you already hit the snooze. Right. I even gave you 5 more minutes. But now I feel like you're taking advantage of my kindness. And that's when our grace needs to kick in. Mm-hmm. We're not going to automatically think that way. That's not something, but it is a practice that we can actually begin to implement. And I know that it can be done because I have begun to see a change in my morning routine. It's amazing, actually.
Yeah,
it's,
what have you done?
Really, honestly, this is humbling, but instead of focusing on what needs to change with him, I really had to do some self-reflection.
Yeah.
And I had to look at what I needed to do for myself.
Yeah.
And really, it wasn't as simple as turning on a switch, but mm-hmm. no kidding. I felt like, okay, this is going to be another morning like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it's not. Stop that thought, Laura. Nope. This is not going to be this way. Literally every instinct, I was so surprised, but I was like, okay, this is faith in action. Thank you, Lord. Because I got up, I said, I'm going to go in there with a very calm, not, hey, you're already supposed to be up. So I walked in there. I said, all right, it's time to get up. Can I have 5 more minutes? Okay. You can have 5 more minutes, but I'm just letting you know right now that I have to get ready myself. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm getting ready. We have to be out of the house to get your sister to school on time. So let's go ahead and make sure that that's all set. And there was this feeling that I had, like, in my stomach, like I almost had to, like, gulp.
Yeah.
You know, take a moment. I turned around. I went into my room. I ended up getting ready. I completely shoved the feeling down of, oh my gosh, I'm almost ready. It's almost time. They will not be ready. Panic, panic, panic. But I shoved it down and I said a prayer. I prayed for strength. I thanked him for peace. And I really did thank him that I was working through this. And without the strength of the Holy Spirit, the armor that we have, you know, that we can tap into in order for us to extend that grace that we sometimes don't have the capacity to do on our own. And I'm confident that that was exactly what strengthened me to get me through, because I walked out and shoes were on. Both kids were completely ready.
Wow.
7:45, like 10 minutes before we had to head out the door.
Yeah.
They were ready.
And you doubted them.
I did. No, but you know what? I felt like I had set myself up for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their snacks. They had their water bottles. And I was so happy. My daughter, she goes, what are you thinking about? I think I had this like goofy grin on my face. I'm not even kidding you. I like really did. And I told her, I said, the Lord answered my prayer this morning. Oh, really? How? And I said, well, I prayed that we would get through this morning without any yelling, that I wouldn't be yelling, I wouldn't be raising my voice, and that we can have a peaceful morning. And you know what? I went into the bedroom and I didn't come out. And it was 45 minutes later, you guys are ready. I think that me letting them know that I prayed on it.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
That God heard my prayer and that he was working in our lives is also something that's encouraging for them too. But that's another topic. Anyhow, God is full of grace. We have this culture like paying it forward, where we want to do good for each other. The good that we need to do for each other is granting the grace to each other and paying that forward.
Hmm.
Giving a smile, an extra second of patience. Don't assume that it's going to be the same that it was the last time you guys had an argument or the last time you guys got to see each other. So-and-so, you know, starts walking up to you instead of turning around and walking away. How about you approach it from a different perspective and a different mind view and see how that changes? And literally, you will see God's grace in action. That grace that you're giving to others, the reason he gave us that grace is because he loved us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so giving out grace is how we can show our love to others too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, yeah. And that's what he wants us to do, is spread love. And giving grace is definitely one of those things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. That was so valuable for you, I think, to be able to just have your answers answered in that moment. And that proves that God is with you in the smallest things. Mm-hmm. Like someone, you know, your neighbor might not think that's a big deal, but having a peaceful morning, like how important is that to us as moms?
I'm sure my neighbors do think that's a big deal. They don't have to hear me yell in the morning. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, and you know what?
And he does answer.
He does. And it's a work of faith.
Yes.
To say, it's Lord,
it's a partnership.
I'm putting
you and God.
Exactly.
God leading the way.
Yes.
And he tells us, give grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because grace was given.
Think about it. If we reflect, if we do some self-reflection, mm-hmm. all of us, how many times have we done something and we weren't even sorry for it? Or, you know, or we forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And God still forgave us, you know? Yeah. So it's like, so when we feel slighted or that person hasn't suffered enough, that person didn't apologize, that person never learned their lesson. Let's look in the mirror and let's start working on ourselves first. And I think that that could do a lot for,
mm-hmm.
we start micro.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening. We hope this episode gives you a glimpse of what's to come. If you've ever felt like you're trying to juggle life while holding on to faith, you're not alone. We're going to be posting out our next episode this next week. If you want to see when it comes out, you can subscribe and follow us on Instagram. It's Goodness Gracious The Pod is our handle. Goodness Gracious The Pod, one word. And we're going to talk about not dimming your light. That's the topic for next week. If you've ever felt like you've had to make your personality smaller, or if somebody's ever told you you're too much,
she's a lot. tone it down.
I've heard that one before. We're gonna talk about that, so stay tuned.
Thanks.